Come on, my lads, step lively, step lively.
It's hard to step lively in this rotting hoop skirt.
You'd never die, you get a summons from the King of England who lives in England and speaks English.
I don't even have any makeup on.
I just don't understand what a king wants with the locks of you.
My hair's a mess.
How come you're all speaking terms with His Majesty, I'd like to know.
Well, it's a long story. You see, our mothers were roommates in college.
All right, there you go. Talk to him.
How do you do? How do you do?
Not him. He's a bloke what installed the telephone.
Oh, are you Miss Francine Flagg?
That's right.
Well, you have a telephone call from the King of England.
What's a telephone call?
Come on.
A telephone is the brand new, albeit very primitive invention that hangs in yon glass booth.
Will you get in there, lass? Come on, get
in
there.
I'll just get in there.
Right, yes, get in there.
Just take this, hold it to your ear, and speak your mouth into this.
All right.
Go ahead now. Say hello, Your Majesty.
Oh, Your Majesty. Do you mind if I close this sliding door and talk in
front? No, of course, no. I'll close it for you.
Oh, thank you very much. This is going to be a very confidential, top-secret, private conversation. And in case you read lips or expressions, would you mind all turning your back?
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Oh, say, will you mind not singing that song in the King's jail?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is there a Sergeant Whitecliff Heath in this room?
Oh, right, that's me. Oh, blimey, it's a masked man.
It's the Masked Minuteman.
What do you want with me, brigand? And where's the lace? It was in that telephone booth thingy.
Never mind that, English tyrant. I have a message for you from the King of England.
You do? And what would it be?
Let's go, Editor Potts.
Wait a minute. I don't understand your message. What does it mean?
It means tyranny shall be defeated by the love of liberty.
Sometimes a king speaks in mysterious ways. I don't understand it. Maybe some...